Welcome, Andy, to season one of Beyond the Numbers. I'm excited for this conversation. We talked a little bit. I think in your submission form, you said that it was a little unconventional, and I love the unconventional ways that we operate and build our business and create success. So, this is going to be a gold mine for our subscribers. But for those who have not met you, can you share a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Yes, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be here and to share with your audience, Amy. So, my name is Mandy Shakatano. That is Sicilian. And I am an energy worker and a leadership coach. And it's quite simple what I like to do. I just like to help leaders to heal because I believe that it is through our healing that we're able to kind of break through to the next level of our success and impact in a way that's really aligned. I like to talk a lot about how we need to become the person who can hold our dreams. And a lot of times that requires healing. So I do a lot of work with different energy modalities, such as breath work, Reiki, EFT tapping, and I also have training in somatic work and meditation. And I just help you identify what those blocks are that are helping you, that are keeping you from moving to the next level, and then figuring out how to shift it on all layers of our being. So there's a mindset component, there's an energetic component, and there's a really big subconscious component as well, because your subconscious mind actually runs 90% of the show. And so we need to make sure that we rewire those subconscious thoughts so that it's on board with the new identity or the new level of success that you are interested in achieving. So one of the things that I really specialize in, because I've spent the last 4 years doing some business strategy coaching inside of another person's program, is the energetics of entrepreneurship. What I mean by the energetics of entrepreneurship is that there's a million and one different business strategies out there, and any one or multiple of them could work for you. But if there's something off in your energy, in your subconscious mind, in your belief system, none of them will work for you. So it's really important that you take care of the energy side of the street before you start implementing any strategy. People can feel if something is off. And so if you are operating from a place of non-belief or frustration or not really being sure if a strategy that you're implementing will work, we need to clean up those energetics so that you can be successful.
I love all of that so much. I was somebody who very much started out with what I kind of call the masculine part of the business. You know, just tell me what to do and I'll go do it. It was like I'll work my way to success and did, I'm sure I was burnt out, but you know, I was will until I had the willpower there. You know, like I was just going to do all the things that I needed to. And that's a large part of why I wanted to put this audio summit together is, you know, there's so many strategies out there and really they all work. There's more to it than that. And really wanting to speak to, you know, there's other ways that we can do this and focus and showcase the energetic side. And I know when I teach, we talk a lot about, you know, we have the tactical doing, like all the step-by-step strategy. Like, yes, you need to do some of the work. And then we have the mindset piece. And then the energetic part is the third aspect almost. Like we have to, because we can know things, air quotes here, the mindset piece. And like we can logically know things, but if you're not in energetic alignment with the things that you're saying and the things that you're doing, like your audience believes that. I totally agree with all of that. Okay. So today you're going to kind of share with us a shift that you made and that it helped you differentiate like yourself from your business. And I'm really excited to dive into this because I know that we can take on so much of our business and make our quote business failures and some of the things that happen in our business a personal attack on us. So, why don't you kind of share what that shift was and the things that you did there to help make that differentiation?
Yes, this just really lights my fire to be talking about the energetics of entrepreneurship, and I am so excited that you're wanting to highlight it. So, one of the things that made the biggest shift for me was I was meditating one day and I was stressing out. I was stressing about my strategies and what was working and what wasn't working and what I was doing wrong. And I was just in a place of feeling like I'm not a business person. I just kept repeating that story. Like, I love my work. I love what I do. I know I'm good at it, but I don't want to be a business person. And I find this story and this belief held me back so much. And I see it holds so many people back because we actually have a really big gift right now that we're able to be both business people and practitioners of our craft. And we live in a day and age where it's easier and easier to bring our work into the world. And so this story really creates a heavy energy. And it makes us feel like it doesn't matter what strategy we implement, it's not going to quote unquote work. And then we just start taking everything personally. And the thing about our subconscious mind, the universe, is that it wants us to be correct, right? If we're conscious co-creators with the universe, then it wants us to be correct. It wants everything that we believe to be true. So if we believe we're not a business person and that people aren't going to buy what we're selling, we're putting that energy out there and we're going to find that that's what comes back. And so when that starts to happen and we start seeing that evidence, then that just picks at our old wounds, right? Of us growing up, maybe something that happened in school or something that happened with your family of origin or whatever it is. And it just starts reinforcing the belief and just bringing the energy down even more. And so this day, I was kind of caught up in that spiral, and I'm sitting in meditation, and I just got this very clear message that it's not actually about me at all. My business, my work, it's not about me. I'm the conduit for it, I'm the vessel for it. I am one of the entities sitting at the table, the CEO's table, right, for it. But I'm not my business. I'm so much more than my business, and my business is so much more than me. And so this shift started to happen where I started to see my business as a separate entity, that it's something that tapped me on the shoulder that needed to be brought into this world because there's people that need to be served and that need to hear these messages. And I'm merely a conduit for it. So once I started creating that separation in my mind, it opened up so much for me energetically. Because then I got to ask myself the question, well, what does it take to be a good steward of this business? And if I am merely a conduit for this work, then let's say there's a boardroom table that we're all sitting at. Who has the other seats? Right? Who else guides the direction of this work? And so I started to consider both people in my life who I trust on many different levels, right? Spiritual advisors, business advisors, marketing advisors, people that I think would also be good stewards for this message that I could turn to for advice and feedback and support. And then I started thinking of it in a bigger sense. Well, what if I convene with this spirit of the business itself. So if the business is a separate entity that's wanting to be birthed through me into the world, I had to think, like a plant or like an animal, that it has its own spirit, it has its own soul, its own personality. And so I just started convening with that, just taking time out a couple times a week and developing a little ritual. And some days it was more elaborate than others. Some days it was super simple, like just a lighting a candle and saying a prayer and asking for guidance. Or some days it was more of an automatic writing ritual or drawing a card or creating a mood board. But I think it needs to start with you defining, right? If your business is a separate entity, how do you connect with that? And what colors does it want out there? What is the voice of this entity? What words does it use? If you are informing the entity, but it's separate from you, what else goes into it that is not you, right? And you start to flesh all of that out, and you realize then that if you're just the steward for this, like, it's not about your failings. And it's a lot easier to not take things personally and not take things to heart as much when they don't go exactly as you thought they would go. And then at the end of the day, because your work is essentially to channel and bring forth this separate entity, this spirit or soul into the world, then there, it doesn't matter if you feel like you're a good business person or not, because it has its own journey. You know, just as if we were bringing a child into the world, it has its own journey. You know, we do our best with it, but we're not going to be perfect. There are going to be stumbling blocks. It's going to experience pain and roadblocks and all sorts of things, just as much as it's going to experience successes. So when we start to see our businesses like that, it's like, oh my gosh, okay, like, I don't have to be perfect at this. It takes the pressure off. And it allows you also to realize, like, when the life cycle maybe of that particular portion of your business or that particular entity is complete, because that I've seen that happen as well when someone is fighting to keep something alive and it's meant to be complete. So that is my advice for people, is to create some sort of ritual and to really sink into this idea. If my business is a separate entity, who is it? And I love creating like mood boards, brand boards, things like that, where I'm just like really getting in tune with this other energy that wants to move through me and how it wants to be expressed. And that could be a fun way to both guide your foundational underpinnings of your business and also guide your day-to-day decision making.
I love where you said, I'm not my business. I'm so much more than my business. My business is so much more than me. That was just, you know, mic drop moment. And I think this is so much of around, I know the work that I do, and we work with finances and we're working on our business and we're doing those things. Like, this is where you get support. We get support around being the business owner, because you're right. This is amazing that we're able to be in a situation where we can do both, but so many of us as entrepreneurs, as coaches, as service providers, like, we love our zone of genius. We're great at the thing that it is that we do. And the thing that we need support around so many times is running the business and truly getting out of our own way, because we have all those mindset stories that come up all the time about that. And there's not shame in that. There's not shame in getting support and how you run your business and helping you identify these different resources, like your business being a separate person, a separate energy, that you have these things in place to be able to be the best version of you and to be able to do more of the thing that you're here to do. So much of like your calling and the work and the impact that you're creating within your business, when we take care of this and we get the support around being the business owner, we're able to create that much more impact. And that was so well put. I love it. That is exactly why I put together this summit here. Now, I know that you have a free resource for our subscribers if they are ready to dive deeper with you, be in your world. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that and where they can connect with you? Of course, we're going to put all the links below in the show notes.
Yes. Well, I am an energy worker first and foremost, and I find that energy work is not something that is well explained. You just have to experience it for yourself, because every person receives it differently and every person experiences it differently. So I run monthly virtual donation-based circles on the full moon. These are breathwork and Reiki circles, and no donation is required. And I don't have any judgment for people who are unable to donate, but it's a great way for you to experience a couple of different types of energy work through the breathwork and the Reiki. I usually also incorporate some other practices in there too, so that you can feel just like a full range of what energy work can do. And there's a beautiful community of people that come. I always make sure that the people who are regulars there give advice and encouragement to people who are new to this space so they can give you a little bit of a clue as to what to expect. And you can find all of that information if you go to my webpage at mandyshakatano.com. There is a pop-up for the virtual exhales, as I call them, every month on the full moon. And then there should also be a link here that you're going to be including in the notes. So I hope I see you there and you get to feel the power of energy work and tapping into that resource for yourself.
Your action step / reflection for this session. How do you perceive your current relationship with your business? What changes would help you separate your business from yourself? How are you creating resistance by taking those business results or business failures as personal failures? Now you're doing the mindset work, and it's powerful, right? You're seeing patterns now, but if you're ready to go deeper, regulate your emotions, take action, feeling confident in your choices, and finally embody the version of you who doesn't just know it, but lives it, then I'd love to welcome you inside the Unstoppable Experience, where aligned action meets unstoppable confidence. To see all the details and enroll, simply visit amycirca.com/unstoppable.